breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
All right, Pepe's in Houghton. Have you ever heard of this place?
Never.
I had never. I'm lying. People had told me about it, but I'm sorry. I'm not going to go to some hole in the wall when white people are telling me they got the best chips and salsa.
That's fair. I get that.
Okay.
No, I understand.
I have a tier. Mm-hmm. Top tier. El Cabo Verde. All right. They serve the salsa hot. They serve fresh. Like, the chips are always perfect. Now, the only thing I got to say about Pepe's is they got to, their chips need to be a little bit crunchier.
Ooh,
but,
soft.
But. Yeah. That was probably some of the best salsa.
Really?
That I've had in a long,
was
long
it like
time.
Spicy or?
Spicy. Like,
awesome.
Bestie Bailey led me to this place. She goes, but when my mom was pregnant with me, she ate here all the time.
Huh.
Keep in mind, there's a brand new plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And they've built around basically this restaurant. And it's a little hole in the wall you'd never expect. Best chips and salsa. And
all
then,
right.
To top it off, they have this creamy green sauce.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you, I was like, I'm not having a protein shake for dinner.
So what did
so
you
I'm
get
cheating.
Besides, you know,
I got like
salsa.
This popular chicken dish, which is just green sauce on top.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Because I kept hearing about it. So even if you go just for chips and salsa, like, I don't know if people do that because I judge a place based off their chips and salsa. Pepe's.
K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Okay, so you're over here having a darn near meltdown.
I'm keeping it together
as much as
I can.
No. Let me tell you what Evan came in complaining about. He goes, I bought a replacement remote. This is how you sound in my head.
Thank you.
I bought a replacement remote and the thing can't even go back. What?
So like, I lost my TV remote when I was moving in, setting up my TV, and I was bummed out about it. So while I was getting groceries the other day, I went and just grabbed a cheap little replacement remote. It was like $6. Said it works with Rokus. I was excited. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. Get home, set it up. Everything's working good. I can turn on the TV. I can, you know, click on apps. I can turn the volume up and down. But once I opened Netflix and started watching a show, I was like, all right, I'm going to go watch a different show now. When I went to hit the back button, it didn't do anything. Like, it just stayed there. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. This remote just doesn't have a back button for the Roku. There's no way to back out of a menu. If I want to open Netflix again to go see the main menu and pick a different show, I have to close the entire Roku, open it again, open Netflix again, and go to the app, wait for it to load, and then get to the main menu again to find another show.
I want to hate on you right now, and I want to laugh at you.
I just wanted to enjoy like 2 hours of TV last night, and it became the worst ordeal of my lifetime.
So, hold on. Looking inside the K94.5 app, first off, you're not alone.
I'm glad to know I'm not alone.
Jonah said, wearing socks and stepping on a drop of water,
It
will ruin my entire day. Somebody said, well, actually, is this your buddy? When you lay down and get comfortable on your couch, only to realize the remote is out of reach. But you know what's horrible, though?
Huh.
I have let not an entire trip throw me off, but
okay.
I tell you, most of the time I fly Shreveport, right? Mm-hmm. So I go Shreveport to DFW. And you know those little escalator things?
Oh,
but
yeah. Like
but they're
flat,
not going up.
Right.
Yeah. So they help you get in. If you fly DFW, you know that sometimes you have to go from BFE all the way
airports are big.
Yeah. And I mean, you got 30 minutes to do it, right?
Right.
One time, those little escalators, they kind of help you. They basically make it to where you don't have to walk.
Right, they
the
cut down
way.
On how much effort you have to
exactly.
put in.
Exactly. They were all out of order.
Oh.
And then get this, the actual escalator was out of order too. What? I was not going to get in line for the elevator.
Dude.
So I had to climb up.
The escalator, the turned off escalator.
Basically, they turned into stairs. And I was so upset. Made it to my gate on time.
Yeah.
Made it to my, like, made my flight, everything. But when I tell you I was mad for 4 hours, the entire duration of that flight, and I had to talk myself out of it. Minor inconveniences.
Wait, hold on. My brother just texted me. Oh, no. Hold on.
What?
He takes the cake on this. He just bought a car. It's a used car. Anytime he turns the steering wheel to the left, it turns off the radio. And then when he turns it to the right, it turns the radio back on.
You win, sir.
K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to Feel Good on the 50s.
So Feel Good on the 50s was created because we are sick and tired of seeing just bad news everywhere. So it's up to you to give us your sunshine so we could share it with everybody else.
Yep, yep.
Fair, right?
We're going to sit there and pretend that only good things are happening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Delulu Land, baby. Call now. 800-9436. What's making you feel good this morning?
Macy in Bossier City, what's making you feel good today?
All right, so what's making me feel good today is that my flowers survived. So I planted tulips a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, we had all those storms recently, I really thought everything was just going to get, like, drowned, or it just wasn't going to work, and honestly, I'm not the best gardener. But I woke up this morning, and they were sprouting. And I was so happy they made it. They lived. And I'm so excited they're going to be all colorful and wonderful. And stuff.
You're going to have to send us pictures once they're ready.
I'm so excited.
Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One. You know, Kim Kardashian and her mama are busy in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
And no, they're not there for some kind of fashion week. They're there because the trial in Paris concerning the 2016 armed robbery, Kim Kardashian, is ongoing. And, I mean, there's just... Here's the deal. The trial, everything is expected to conclude around May 23rd. What we do know is that Kim Kardashian has already taken the stand, talked about the horrifying ordeal. She was... The grandpa robbers, as they call them, because they're like in their 70s.
70-some, yeah.
Yeah, one of them, the mastermind, apologized. But what they're talking about is the role of social media in the crime. Mm. And how these guys were able to track and do everything all based off her social media.
Oh.
If that doesn't tell you to be careful with your social media, I don't know what will.
Too easy, LOL, was the message left by 10 Louisiana inmates in New Orleans on the wall where they escaped through a hole in the wall. So they escaped on Friday and weren't found or discovered that they escaped until 7 hours later.
Are they all still free right now?
One has been captured. 9 are still on the loose. Officials are, of course, doing a full-on manhunt for these 9 inmates, but one of them was arrested just in the French Quarter. He was just there hanging out, apparently.
How? You know,
I don't know
that there's all these programs, right? Facial recognition programs.
Exactly.
Where you're going to get caught.
So these guys are definitely going to be caught soon enough. But the most interesting part of this to me is officials say there may have been inside help in letting these guys escape. So we'll see as the story unfolds. But as of right now, 9 inmates are still on the loose down in New Orleans.
3.
All right. So you and I have 2 conflicting views on this Diddy trial. Not that, Diddy's innocent. Nothing like that.
No.
I'm worried that Diddy's going to get away with it, and you're convinced. Like, no, like, justice will be
Look,
served.
As long as he doesn't get Epstein'd in his cell, we're going to get justice for him.
Okay. But I've been... Here's what worries me, is the first week of the trial, obviously heavily focused on Cassie's detailed ordeal, right? Here's what worries me is that the defense team has already jumped in and they're already like, they're trying to undermine Cassie.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to be like, oh, like they are just tarnishing her name as much as they can.
Yeah, that's
they're getting her credibility.
That's
they're getting
like
her credibility and they're just like, right?
Yeah. No, that's the goal of a lawyer when you have a defendant witness. You try to make them not look credible.
And they're doing a really good job of it.
That's the problem.
That is what concerns me. We'll keep you updated on the Diddy trial, obviously, tomorrow. Hopefully.
It's time for you to meddle in someone else's business. Group Therapy with Chica and Evan on Shreveport Bossier's #1 hit music channel, K94.5.
Ethan, welcome to Group Therapy. What's going on in your world this morning?
Okay. Hey, how are you guys?
We're doing good.
Okay, this is a weird one. So I recently got engaged.
Nice. Congratulations.
Hold applause.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I got engaged and everything's going great. We've been dating for a while and we out of nowhere we had a conversation about like kids and we both always like wanted kids, but I didn't know this about her. Turns out she's like hardcore anti-vax and not just anti-vax, like, oh, it makes you sick, whatever. Like, she thinks that the government is putting tracking devices in all the
vaccines.
Okay.
Evan, we listen and we don't judge.
I'm not judging. I'm just surprised.
Okay. Anyway, so, as you were, we're sorry.
I mean, when she said that, I was like, at first I was waiting for her to like bust out laughing, and then like, because I thought she was joking, but she said it like with a stoic face, and she was very much like dead serious.
Man, all right, okay.
And now I'm just like, should I break off this engagement? Because I don't, I mean, I want to have kids, but I'm not.
Right.
I'm going to get my kids vaccinated for like the basic stuff. Like, I don't want them to get like the measles.
Exactly. Like, but I, you know, I guess she doesn't want the government, you know, mind controlling your kids though. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, quit states, heaven.
I don't know if I could just like, I can't get past the fact that she thinks that everyone has trackers in, like, she thinks they're putting trackers in
that's,
babies.
That's kind of crazy. I can't lie.
That's kind of a red flag.
I agree, but let's see what other people think, because, I mean, you know, I'm just one voice. So give us some advice. Is this too crazy?
Don't just sit there. Call Chica and Evan now. 800-987-ROAD. It's time for you to meddle in someone else's business. Group Therapy with Chica and Evan on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Group Therapy with Chica and Evan in the morning. We've got Ethan on the big couch this morning. Just got engaged and found out, well, his fiance does not want to get his kids vaccinated, not because of the health concerns, but because she thinks the government's putting tracking devices in the vaccines.
Okay, I feel like if you're going to get with somebody, and first off, you could come for me. I don't care. You need to be the same kind of crazy.
Yes,
you
I agree.
Can't, like, people, religious folks talking about being equally yoked. That is what I'm with it. Like, you have to match the crazy of that person. If I'm going to roll my eyes every time you talk, or if I'm going to gasp going, ain't no way you just said that. You're probably not the person I need to be with.
Yeah, maybe not.
And also, how do you propose to somebody? How do you get this far along? This is my concern, Ethan. How do you get this far along and you don't know?
I've got easy answer as to why that is. He's just as crazy, but this is the one thing where she breaks with him. This is the one thing where she takes it a little further than he does. So maybe that's where he says, No.
I just feel like COVID would have been talked about and like, oh, I saw they were injecting us. Like, yeah, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
but maybe she doesn't think the COVID vaccine, because she's talking about kids, you know, kids get measles vaccines and other
point
things.
Point is, she said, listen, when we're not going to vaccinate our kids, she's very anti-vax, and he's over here like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like,
he still wants to get his kids vaccinated one way or the other. So he wants to know, is this where I should draw the line? Should I call off our engagement? We want to know what you think. 894-36 or inside the free K94.5 app. Tabitha in Shreveport, your advice on this whole vaccine debate?
I am completely in agreement.
Really? All
right. I mean, 1,000%. You remember the COVID vaccine and everything that went around that? I still haven't gotten mine. I haven't gotten COVID, but I refuse to let them inject anything into my body that they can trace or track. I'm completely with the guy.
But are we completely going to ignore the whole measles thing?
Well, I
it's herd immunity, okay? And if I don't want to be part of the herd, then at least everybody else has herd immunity. It shouldn't be a problem.
I mean, land of the free, baby.
Exactly.
Marcus in Bossier City, what's your advice in group therapy this morning?
Yeah, so look, not to sound like crazy or anything, but I don't think that there's like chips in vaccines, you know? I don't think anyone's tracking you. Yeah.
It does sound crazy.
What do you mean? I thought COVID put a tracker on me. The COVID vaccine gave me a tracker.
All right, we've heard a lot of advice in group therapy. Where do you think you're going to go with this whole situation with your fiance?
I'm leaning towards leaving, but I think we just need to sit down and have a deep talk and see if it's just like, if I can convince her that that's not the case, or like kind of see how deep this rabbit hole goes of like what she thinks about everything, I guess. Because we've never really talked about it before, because I just assumed, I don't want to say normal, but I just assumed she had didn't have these crazy
you don't instantly look at someone and think, oh yeah, you think the government's trying to control us. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. It's
like, I want to know, like, what, like, does he think the world is flat? Like, I don't
is something you better find out, homie.
Yeah, I'd say figure that out, and then figure out if she's someone that you really want to spend your life with, and figure it out from there, man.
Yeah, that's
K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time for the feel-good moment of the morning. That's right, 6:50 and 8:50 a.m. every weekday morning with Chica and Evan. We want to share some good news. And, well, we're not the New York Post or whatever other actual newspaper you want to go with. They have field reporters. They can go find good news. But when you do open the news, you see mostly bad news. They try to sprinkle some good news in there to make you feel good, and that's great. But we just want to do more of that with, well, you as our field reporters. We want to ask you what's making you feel good. Do you have any feel-good stories that are just, well, so good you need to share them? 894-36. Share your feel-goods with us and just make the world a happier place. Lily in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Well, I don't know if it's such a nice thing, but it's a good thing for me or for us. There was a pipe burst at work. That's not good, right? It's terrible.
Yeah.
However, they're letting us all work from home today, so I get to be in my pajamas, be comfortable at work, and still make 10 amount of money.
Absolutely. That sounds awesome, and I am very, very jealous. Question, did you possibly mess with any of the pipes at work?
I don't know what you're talking about.
K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning.
So I want to say that minor inconveniences have the potential to ruin a perfectly good day.
Yup.
And all of a sudden, I got in a mood. And that's not me, man. Okay, so let me tell you what happened. I've been needing this brand new iPad because I've been making content for my company, right?
Yeah.
And so I thought, instead of paying all these people to do it, I'm going to learn how to do it. And so I go to buy this brand new iPad. I know exactly what I need. I know the M chip that I want. I know it all. Go to AT&T. Sorry, we don't have it. Try Best Buy.
Right.
I go to Best Buy in Bossier.
Were you not going to just order it custom from Apple?
No, because I am that person. I want it now.
Okay.
I've done all the research. I want it now.
Fair.
This awesome, handsome guy named Brian helps me at the Best Buy in Bossier, convinces me that he's got me under control, that the iPad I want is in the Shreveport store, but he's going to set me up.
As soon as
I get there, I just get there, rip open the box, and I go to town. So I leave AT&T, Best Buy Bossier, end up at the Best Buy in Shreveport, pick it up, and I see that they're super busy, can't help me. I end up back at the Best Buy in Bossier. I get home. Been to, you know, Best Buy three times, different locations. Right. Been to AT&T. Nothing works.
Like,
I was just so excited to play on my new iPad and learn it. Tell me why I'm still in a bad mood about it.
Because you probably dropped hundreds of dollars on something you can't use.
Thousands. Okay. I'm so like, why do I let this? But like,
you're gonna get it figured out though at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, but minor inconveniences that took up my whole day, and all of a sudden I'm in a foul mood on Sunday instead of getting the Sunday scaries. You know what I mean? What was your minor inconvenience? Do you have one this weekend?
Bought a brand new washer and dryer. Not brand new. Brand new to me.
Okay.
Not crazy expensive. Couple hundred bucks. Everything works great, but the moment you turn on the dryer,
shush, shush.
No.
Every single time it spins, it makes a giant noise. It sounds terrifying. Nothing's broken. It works fine. But the entire house sounds like it's shaking. Like I live near Barksdale, but it sounds like there are bombers flying overhead nonstop when that thing's
on. Okay, so is it loud enough to where you could hear it outside the house?
I haven't tested yet.
Bro, yeah, want to hear from you, obviously. Those minor inconveniences that just have you all the way throwed off.
K94.5, thanks for hanging out with Chica and Evan in the morning this morning.
Okay, so the minor inconveniences in your life. Little things like, my favorite one was me complaining, and I showed my fat girl side here, when the escalators and all that were at DFW and I had to walk and go upstairs. I was mad.
Well, no, escalators would be a real definite complaint anyone would have, but the flat, you know, elevated surface.
Can't you just let me have my moment?
Sorry, I apologize.
Thank you. freaked out yesterday because I had to go to multiple Best Buys. Mm. And that's the problem, is they put this handsome guy named Brian, this really hot guy, to help me in Bossier, and he just whispered sweet nothings in my ear, and I said, okay. And so then he had me back and forth like a fool, like multiple Best Buys yesterday. Inconveniences, you're complaining about, you were pumped about this dryer, not to laugh in your face.
No, it's okay.
We've been talking about this dryer, you got
the dryer works great. I mean, it clothes are great, it feels awesome,
but
the sound of shunk, shunk, shunk through the whole house.
894-36. We want to know, what are those minor inconveniences in your life that you're like, ugh? All right, Nick in Bossier, what is that minor inconvenience that throws your entire day off?
So I'm having this weird issue with my garage door. So every time at 6:30, like right as the sun's kind of not setting, but it's in the middle of the sky, like it's at a certain angle that it messes with the garage door like laser at the bottom. And so every time I hit the button, it won't close. And so I have to stand in front of the sun and like block the shadow, of the laser so that the stupid garage door will close. But it, like, it doesn't work every time. It gets picky because sometimes you have to lean into the garage area a little bit and then it sees you and it blocks you. So like I've had to manually close my garage door like 5 times in just anger.
Have you been hit by the garage door yet?
No, not yet, but okay. I'm just like, I'm to the point where I'm like, you know what? I don't even think I need a garage door. Let's just like leave it open.
He just rips it off. I'm pretty sure I got a number for you. Somebody that can help you. Hang tight. Our buddy McCoy, he does this stuff. And I swear, I'm going to give you his number after this. Hang tight.
Kristen in Shreveport, what is your minor inconvenience that's just driving you mad?
My minor inconvenience is that my kid's school bus is never on time. It's always the wrong kind of times. So, like, I walk her to the bus stop every day, and it's supposed to arrive at 8:15. And every single day, it's either, like, 8:10 or 8:20 or, like, 8:17. So, like, we're out there for, like, 15 minutes just standing there. Like, sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's raining, sometimes it's super hot. And, like, no matter what it is, we're just standing there wasting our time. Like, why can't it just run on schedule?
Have you called the school board? Do they have an excuse for this?
I don't want to be that person.
Okay, you know what? I respect that. K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning, and it's time to feel good on the 50.
So, feel good on the 50 is our way of celebrating just the reality that reality sucks sometimes. So, let's just highlight and let's hyper-focus on that one good thing that happened to you. And the way we hyper-focus on it is by telling everybody. Like, you tell everybody that one good thing that happened to you, ooh, we're going to milk it for all it's worth. Call in now. Share yours with us, 800-9436.
Jake, what's making you feel good today?
Tell you what, being full and happy.
Okay.
There's a brand new food truck that pulled up on the lot next to my job called 86. Ooh. This food truck is amazing. They have the best ramen I've ever had. And you know, if I'm getting ramen at lunchtime, it's off.
Dude, I know which one you're talking about. Yes, 86, Chef Val Ben is the one that does that one.
I haven't heard of this one yet.
Yeah, okay, I know. Dude.
Ramen. Oh.
Okay, so if we got somebody just calling in saying you got the best ramen, you already know.